there is a state available to human beings. It's quite rare that anyone attains this state. It's fulfilled. Jesus called it the peace that passeth all understanding. It passes understanding because it's not a peace as we know it, because as we know it, peace is the opposite to unpeace. Filled is the opposite to emptiness. This state is a type of emptiness. Emptiness. And this emptiness is filled. So let's explain. When someone has realized this state in themselves, that Jesus calls the peace that passeth all understanding, it's been called by Heraclitus the hidden harmony and the Tao and many names that don't actually mean anything because there's no opposite to the meaning. It's a state. And I was trying to think of a word then, sensation. No, it's not a sensation. It's not this, it's not that. Again, we come to nati-nati, not this, not that, this and that. It's a state, and it's wonderful. Now, most people are actually trying to avoid this state, this emptiness. Almost everybody, almost every moment, is trying to fill in the moment with something because they're terrified of the emptiness. Because to them, in the emptiness, the mind brings up all the things they don't want to hear. So it's avoided in all the classical ways. In fact, almost everything, almost everybody ever does is to avoid this state. No thingness. So if you slow down a little bit and have a look outside, first of all, your mind will start disconnect. Look outside, look at other people. You'll find they're doing things. You hardly any time find anybody that's not doing something. And they're doing something to avoid this place. In order to avoid this place, the person goes automatic. Take a look at even your best friend. Take a look. Observe from the outside and watch them. You'll see they have a familiar facial expression, a familiar tone of voice, a familiar body posture. They go into a state. They tell their story. And of course, we have the classical things. People go into drugs and alcohol and drama, which is also a drug. There is a state, this indescribable state. And again, no words, because it's not an experience. Let's say to be in this state. Again, you're not in it, you are it. This state, you need to slow down. And here we go again. Be in each moment, just as it is. Now, the same as I was suggesting that you observe other people, try this. Observe yourself. What facial expression do you usually have on your face? What's your usual tone of voice? What's your usual body posture? One of the classical examples for me is where I was brought up in England. This particular part, it's even more prevalent, but all over England, their natural state is complaint. How are you feeling today? Could be worse. That means they feel good. And it's not just the words, it could be worse, but it's the tone of voice. And you'll see the shoulders are dropped. The eyes are half closed. The head slightly on one side. It's a complaint. Now, what I'm suggesting is you take a look at yourself from the outside. One of the best ways is to set up a wide-angle camera when you're with friends and then watch it afterwards. We used to do that in the groups, and people used to cry when they saw themselves. They couldn't believe the way they looked, the way they sounded. Now, this is all to do with not being present now, in this moment. Here we go again. Doing what you're doing, saying what you're saying, feeling what you're feeling, being aware of your thoughts, being present. The payoff for this effort is to feel wonderful, better than wonderful. And then, listen, not needing anything or anybody. I was going to say you'll be as happy alone as you are with people, but actually you'll feel better alone because most people are radiating complaint, chaos, stress. Now, when I say radiating, I'm not talking about anything particularly esoteric. We're all radiators. We're giving out frequencies. We all are. Whole planet, the whole universe, all of the universes is actually frequencies and vibrations. So when you're in the presence of people, you're picking up their stuff on your own. You've come to this state of yes, yes, here, now, this is the way it is, and I am being with it. Just see if you can get a glimpse, not needing anything or anybody. And listen, you'll never be lonely. When you complete, you can't be lonely. Because this state, completeness, fulfillment, here, now. If you devote your life, make this your priority, the rewards are unimaginable. And if you meet someone else in that state, something else. You don't need each other. You don't need their approval. You're not trying to avoid their disapproval. You're not looking for anything from them. You're just being yourself here now. And embracing anything that comes to you in this moment. Sosan is quoted as saying, the great way is not difficult for those that have no preferences, not even a preference. Now, I'm not saying a preference isn't floating around in your mind, but you are no longer the slave to your mind. You have realized there is a space between what we'll call you and your mind. And the mind can go on doing the things it normally does. I'm not saying that there isn't a state where the mind can stop. I would imagine there are some people that live in a state where there's no mind either. Maybe Lao Tzu lived in that state and Buddha and a few others. What I'm talking about is something very practical for you and I. It's so practical. Where you can become so aware, so present in each moment. You're aware of the activity of the mind, but it's no longer controlling you. You are free, totally free. Death brings no fear. Nothing brings any fear anymore. Because you're such a yes is, oh, what's now? Whatever it is, what's now? To experience this moment. And if this now is not a pleasant sensation on some level. You'll feel it in the mind and the body and the emotions. You'll feel it there, but you're free of that. So let's get to practicals. How do we get free? Well, it's this thing I keep saying, is to be here unconditionally. Yes to whatever's happening. And for this, it has to be your priority. Awareness, your priority. Whatever's going on, awareness is your priority. And then you start to look and you see people's behavior, and it is so ridiculous. The way people behave is so stupid. They're building up on their misery, on their stress. And you see it because suddenly you're in the stillness and you're watching them. But something else happens, something indescribably wonderful. You see them being stupid. You hear them being stupid. You watch them being stupid. And all you feel is love. That's all there is. Love. And you care for these people. And there is a realization somewhere, well, maybe they need to be doing this now. Judgments, gone. Completely, utterly, no such thing. Love. In human language, we say you feel love for them. But it's more, much more than that. There's no you and there's no them. There is only love. Because that's all there is. At one, let's say, one level, one state, one dimension, there is only love. And we're all, and then again, no word, part of it, in it, one with it. So when you devote your life to awareness, to presence, and you drop into the stillness, you see all the busyness around you. And on one level you feel, what shall we say, sorry for people that they're still stuck there. And at the same time there's an awareness, they probably need that. But as I say, the main thing is love. And again, when I say love, it's not love as we know it. It is isness.